15-point road win for the Tigers today. And he joins us, our postgame chat brought to you by Upcountry Fiber, an official partner at Clemson Athletics. Boy, I know it's hard not to be pleased with just about everything, but what stands out to you right now from your team, particularly in that second half?
Well, we made some shots, or maybe Raven made some shots. How about that? No, we were gritty. We were tough. I thought first half we played hard. We got open ones again, and it wasn't falling, but it didn't change our energy level. So we hang in there. It's a two-point game at half. Haven't shot it well. Just stay the course. But it's the first time we've not shot it well, and it's still right there. And so once the ball starts dropping, then all of a sudden we take off. So I thought our defense was as good as we've been for a while. We're trying to switch coverages up. Kyle's a load down low. Whether we're sending double teams, not sending double teams, how we try to keep them off balance and some ball screens. And I thought Mia gave Raviv some trouble up there, putting some pressure on her. And but ultimately it's just, again, this team can be really good if we continue to fight and believe in one another. I think it was nice for us to finally get over the hump here on the road down in Miami.
Coach, 12 assists from Mia Moore. Felt like she did a really good job conducting the offense. What did you see from PG1 today?
Yeah, well, they do a heck of a job dropping in gaps. I mean, it was something we talked about coming into the game. And so if she's patient and poised in them gaps holding people off, there's going to be people open. And I thought she made some really good reads there in the second half when we got them spread out. And then we made shots. Can't get assists unless you make shots, right? So that's the second piece. But my biggest thing is when they made mistakes today, there was no hanging the head. It was just right back to the next play. And she had some mistakes there in that little 1-3-1 to start the second half. Subbed her out, watched a little bit of film, and then we went right back out there, right? And so there was no hanging her head. She came right back and defeated.
Coach, second straight game with double-digit offensive rebounds in ACC play. 22nd chance points off of 12 offensive boards. What did you see from that element of the game tonight?
Well, we keep saying it. That's been a stat for us over, you know, we changed some stuff philosophy-wise, stealing some stuff from Brad in the tags, and we've been double digits dang near every game since we've changed. Today we then, not only did we get them, though, we executed in the points. I think at UVA, 17-0 boards got us 4 points. So yeah. It don't feel like you got 17 when you don't, get buckets out of it. So I thought we went from that, kicking out, spreading it, and then we got, obviously, the points on the back end of it.
We have been talking about Raven needing to shoot more, and you've been begging her to shoot more, and she shot it 9 times. The only 2 misses were heave that she almost banked in, and a heave at the end of the game that you were fine with because you used all the clock. I mean, that's just an unconscious performance in the second half by a singular player, right?
I tell you what, if we played Miami every game, we'd have a different Raven Thompson. If you look back last year, she won us a game in Little John against them. Maybe that she doesn't like somebody over there, I don't know, but I'm going to put Miami across every scout the rest of the way because that's the Raven Thompson that we know. And again, it's you got to pick your poison, and obviously I think some of that D's creating so much inside that it's going to get, you know, space. We're doing it on the other end, and we were able to get an advantage at that spot tonight from Raven. She had a heck of a game.
Let me ask you this too, because Kyle, you made her mostly a passer in the first half. She scored a little in the second half. First time in 9 games she hasn't had a double-double, and then you had Damira Hines outscored her in a game. Now some of that's on the free throw line, but it seemed like there was no hesitation to attack her in certain ways. Did you feel you guys did a good job of implementing the game plan in that element?
Absolutely. I thought even in the first half, we brought doubles, and then she had some assists getting it out of her hands, but that was kind of, all right, make some shots. I didn't think we closed out with some high hands that we should have, but I thought we were there on the catch because I felt like it would frustrate her through time. And then when the shot went up, it was, okay, if you don't get it, I don't even care if D doesn't get it, Hadley don't get it, don't let her get it. And it was – take her out, and I don't think we did a great job early in the game of you know, finding them 50-50 balls, but as the game went on, we did. And then she's going to score. I mean, she is a monster down there with her size and get deep touches, but I did see frustration, right? And if you can get her frustrated, then I think you can attack her on this end, and I thought Dee did a good job of some quick finishes when she got the opportunity.
You're going back home for the first time in 18 days. You've got a conference road win under your belt. How good does that feel after this long stretch away from home?
I tell you what, we need all of Clemson Tiger fans in the stands, a big one on Thursday. We knew this was going to be a little bit of a stretch, but to come off a big win like this, we're going to enjoy it tonight, I promise you that. I feel like this can be one that gets us over the hump, and we got a really good NC State coming into town on Thursday that will be a must-watch game. But We're going to need the impact from all those that come and cheer this group on, because it is a special group that I think there's a lot of bright future ahead, and it starts on Thursday.
Awesome stuff. Go celebrate, Coach. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate you guys all the time. Go Tigers.
All right. That is head coach Sean Poppy. Our postgame chat with him is brought to you by our friends at Up Country Fiber. Whether you're streaming the big game, working from home, or keeping your family connected, Up Country Fiber is the best play you can make. Visit UpCountryFiber.com to sign up today. Up Country Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics. Back.